Buonasera, donne uomini. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is Sunday, November 4th, 2012, and you are now listening to Playtime with Sandra Radio. I'm your hostess, Sandra London of LiveAndGrind.com, broadcasting to you live from the sunny beaches of Southern California in connection with Blog Talk Radio, TuneIn Radio, iTunes, Digital Podcast, and Naked Girls Radio. I'll begin tonight's broadcast with the song Monster by Prophet 43.
Next song. fellas, why don't you come over, check this out.
Ulterior Motives with the song Nice Ass. Yes, so getting back to the start of the show, I guess I'll go ahead briefly and just go ahead and say that I'm going to go over the California propositions, not all of them, some of the ones that are like most interesting to me, I suppose, and that are kind of, I don't know, these spark moments of contention between fellow citizens of California. I'm just going to give details about them and all that, but I'm going to hold off just a tiny bit because a friend of mine may actually call in, who I'm sure would probably take the opposite side on some of these propositions that are kind of important for Californians out here. Before all that, I guess for the news, or news for sports, congratulations, San Francisco. They won the World Series over the Detroit Tigers, and I don't know what's going on with the Lakers. As far as I've seen at last count, they've lost three of their first startup games so far. I'm worried what the heck is going on. I don't know. Who knows? Maybe someone can let me know what's going on. And if someone like fractured their leg or something, they're going to be out for a while. But I don't know a lot more than that, like what's causing this lag going on. But anyways, the call-in number is 858-815-2333. Once again, the call-in number is 858-815-2333. And I will be right back with you right after another song. I'm going to play The Out Crowd by Kyle Young, and then I'll be right back.
Better than than that. No weight cat's clever than that. Without whore and a cell in a sack. Pause. You ever see a black skeleton rap? Jaws. Drop when that fella is that. Applause. Because I'm different and hella intact. Lost. And all green under the medicine cap. These sheep will be sheep laying dead in the grass. I shedded all my fleece so I could steadily ask why.
Everybody saying that you
from the shutters cause I'm something new. In this rap game you ain't same, have fun with you. It's a sad day when I spray that I'm done with you. But I'm sure to shine a smoke from time I'm coming through. What a bonafide homicide to earn what's due. But
everybody
your head, don't be jealous if you like me. Sipping another drink. Do the dance, take it lightly.
Shake your ass, get real low, like you want me. I can tell that you fell when you saw me.
Nod your head again, don't be jealous if you like me. Take another drink, do the dance, take it lightly.
Shake your ass again, get real low, like you want me. I can tell that you fell when you saw me.
Tell me the truth that you're always gonna love me. Yeah, I'm the shit.
With the song Tell Me Again. Okay, so just a couple days ago, I was reading an online article that was talking about the recent surge in online voting registrations, most particularly in California. And California now has more than 1.4 million new registered voters. So it's like it's hit an all-time record, passing 18 million total registered voters for the first time ever. 50% of the new voters completed their registration online, and the ratio of Democrats to Republicans was 2-1. A third of the new voters registered without a party preference, and 15% of online registrations were filed on the last day to sign up online, which was October 22nd. Yes, so this is kind of interesting. I guess we'll see how everything all plays out. I'll just briefly run through the top five most interesting propositions to me in no particular order. Or you know what? It might actually be in numerical order. How funny. Prop 33 is about car insurance, and basically it would set the rates based on a person's history of insurance coverage. So people would get persistency discounts for always remaining covered for a certain duration of time. Prop 34, to repeal the death penalty in California. To vote yes would be to vote to repeal the death penalty. Prop 36, as for modification of the three strikes law, to vote yes would be to modify the three strikes law, where the third strike, if it were a nonviolent felony, then it would not subject that person to 25 to life for that particular charge, although it still restricts any sort of leniency towards people that had been convicted of prior felonies that involved rape, molestation, and murder. Let's see, Prop 37 is for mandatory GMO labeling on food products, so genetically modified organisms. That would mandate that food labels spell out if they use genetically modified organisms. So yes, to vote yes would be to mandate that. And the fifth one, Prop B, it mandates condom use for the adult video production industry in Los Angeles. So to vote yes would be to mandate that. To vote no would be to leave things as they are. So yes. A friend of mine may call in. I'm still not 100% sure. We shall see. And if anybody has any questions, comments, or opinions, any of this, feel free to call in. It's 858-815-23. 33, once again, 858-815-2333. 2333, and I will play, let's see, where'd it go? Okay, I'm going to play Stimulus Package by Wesley Harding, and I'll be right back with you. Wesley Harding Band with the song Stimulus Package. Okay, let's see. I just published one of my latest erotic poems, so go ahead and do a live reading of that for you all now. It was published on Tuesday, October 30th, 2012, and it's called The Lady in the Window. And I was just, like, sitting up watching TV, like, I think Monday night, and, like, it got really, really late, started getting into Tuesday, and suddenly I just felt compelled to, like, pick up a pen and my notepad and just start writing. Yes. So this is what transpired. Okay. The Lady in the Window. The Lady in the Window. Yeah, she only wants for me. She bleeds bright golden tokens from her standing stiff army. The Lady in the Window. As naked as can be. She's hiding in my box for the whole wide world to see. The Lady in the Window. She is my one and only fan. She sends me soiled sentry. I give her all I can. The Lady in the Window, my broadcast fantasy. And when she hits her goal, it will be them and her and me. Tonight, I'll have her all for me. In my dreams, she's always free. The end, with the question mark in parentheses. I was trying to put myself in a cam voyeur's point of view. Hopefully I was spot on for at least some segment of the population. I have no idea, but that's what transpired. And with that, I'm going to go ahead and play, I'm going to play the question and answer audio form of my interview with the lovely Lulu Love. Let me just find it here in my studio. And then I'll be right back with you. Here we go.
It's Lulu Love here, and hi, Sandra London. Thank you so much for giving me an opportunity to be on your site. Thank you. What attracted me originally to women is, you know, their beauty. You know, they're pretty, they're sweet, they're sensual. It's a whole different kind of sex. What's different is how complicated women are and how difficult it is, you know, whenever you're in a relationship, because I'm really kind of a more of a relationship person, and then, like, don't get me wrong, I have done my one-night stands, but with women, it's different. You want to get to know them and, you know, see what they're about, see what makes them tick. Turn on to same women. It's confidence but not being too cocky. You know, the really pretty girl that's like, about everything doesn't turn me on. They can be beautiful and open their mouth and not be the brightest crayon in the crayon box, and that can turn me off on also. I like a spunky, smart, sophisticated woman with, you know, like a dirty side and, you know, takes care of themselves. And the reason why I don't date women anymore is it is very, very complicated. And I get attached easily when it comes to women. So that's another reason why I don't bang the chicks. Oh, well, the most daring sexual experience I ever had was at this older lady's house. And it was me and a couple other girls who were about my age. We were all like 18, 19, and she was like in her 30s. And there was like 5 or 6 of us, and we all had sex with one another. And I'll let you use your imagination on that one. I have a pit bull, and a German Shepherd pain in the ass. They are the sweetest, cutest, most annoying, terrorizing dogs that you could possibly have. But a good thing about them, well, my pit bull is 2. And he has 1 blue eye, and he's like a brown, so he's like a pit lab mix. And he's cute, and he weighs like 80, 85 pounds, and he's just a big baby, but he loves to hunt lizards all day long. His face gets all scratched up. He's like missing a little piece of his nose. It's so sad. But we have a white German Shepherd named Ida. I don't know if I said Prince's name. It's Prince Anita. She's a white German Shepherd. She's also 2. They're about 2 months apart. And she's a big baby. She gets, like, picked on by other dogs. And needless to say, she doesn't get to play with every dog that we come in contact with. And she likes to bark, which is very annoying. But one thing about them, whenever we first got them, like, I wasn't into, like, the big health thing or losing weight. But once we got them, we started walking with them more, and that's when I started actually deciding that I wanted to lose weight. But one more cute thing, Prince gets hurt a lot. He's been bit by a snake. He fell down a flight of stairs. He runs his head into walls all the time, and I got bruises on my shin to prove that, too. He's gotten 7 staples in his leg from jumping on a little metal thing, and I know there's more, I just can't think of it. And all thing that's ever happened to Ida is she got stung by a bee and her ear swole up, so she can tell, you can see who's winning the money battle. I'm actually getting ready to do, I guess you can call it kind of a mainstream DVD. It's going to be like me personal with me and B, but it's going to be like really high definition. We're going to the famous Jack Watson's house and his studio, and he's going to like just shoot an amazing video. We're going to knock it out in 2 days, so that's going to be one of the probably the toughest things I've ever had to overcome since getting into the industry. But it's going to be exciting because from there, maybe, you know, I might make not many of them, but I've always wanted to like design a shirt, maybe do like a cute little poster. Who knows? I like to do fun stuff like that. But to my fans, you know, just keep expecting me doing what I do, having fun and having a couple orgasms along the way. And if you'd like to see more of me, you can come to leelulove.com. That's www.leelulove.com. See you soon.
Hi, it's me, Sandra London, and you're about to listen to my hot audio erotica. This story is called Hot Housekeeping. It's about what happens when three is company. A very full house, indeed.
How did he say that?
I don't know, but it's such a start. Hello? You're watching Sandra London TV, and what you're about to hear is a hot, cold reading of the very next video coming up that's going to be called Housekeeping, and we will start right about now.
Ariola, I clean now?
Yes, you cleaning.
I fluff for you.
Oh, yes, yes, good, good boy, Patrick, I like.
Ariola, are you in there? I want to see our son, Arnie.
Yes, Mario, I am there. I am almost coming.
Do we have the time? I finish?
Patrick, you must not be so hot in here. Mario will ask a funny question. Arnie does not look anything like him. He looks like you, puppy.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Mira, you can see.
Uh-oh. Ariola, come. I want to spend the quality time with my family. Give me my son. You never let me see him for very long.
I come. I just wanted to show Patrick how to wax. Mario!
What is going on in there?
The glass. Okay, I'm showing him how to wax the glass.
Nonsense. Do I need to come in there?
Oh, if only you had, baby. If only you had.
My baby.
Voila. So that's it so far. That's just a little script I wrote up in about 5 minutes or so. So, we're going to work on it, and we're going to do the actual play version of it. And then, you'll see it, and our faces will be out of hiding. Good night. I'll be back.
We'll be back.
Yeah. Reason. You ever had that girl that drives you crazy? So official. So fun.
Cause she driving crazy. Oh, mama got a mewalk. I mean shoe game. I've been trying to hold on. I want your body, babe.
Sitting in the Chevy, paper and filter tips. BB is the dress, her shoes ridiculous. Her lips like licorice, her clutch is alligator. Prada eyewear, so she don't see them haters. I love her hair, I love her tight skirt. I see her everywhere, her body tight work. She drive a Maserati with the top back. She got her own cab, now how you top that? She tall, black, thick and so fine. You so official, girl, it's your time. Stay on my mind, in your lingerie. Buy some tickets, baby, so we can fly away.
I've been trying to play cool. Can't take no more. Ooh, baby, let me hold you. It's so deep inside you. You can't take no more. Let the stroke control you. Oh, mama got me on. Your body's so official.
Round two, Not round three. I please you, and then you'll please me. The way you tease me, keep my mind alert. The way you work me out, your body bound to hurt. Take off that silky dress, keep the heel strap. That's Marvin Gaye, bring that song back. Now just relax, cause I'll handle this. We ain't no amateurs, this gon' get scandalous. Just one kiss, you gon' lose control. The way you move your hips, the way you softly moan. In my bed at home, we got the neighbors knocking. Feeling very freaky, we got the cameras watching. Till the sun comes, I'm gon' keep you wet. Exercise your body, have you dripping sweat. If nothing else, we could have each other. Bodies pressed together, underneath the covers. I'll be your lover, you'll be my freak. The way I touch her, put her to sleep. Can't even eat, can't even think. She my water, homie, I need to take a drink.
I've been trying to pray to you. I can't take no more. Ooh, baby, let me hold you. It's so deep inside you. You can't take no more. Let the stroke control you. Oh, mama got me on. Body's so official.
I feel you jerking, that means it's pressure working. This little bit of hurting is the deluxe version. You ain't a virgin, but that makes it better. How many girls I've had, baby, you get wetter. Promise you forever, but I will be lying. All the girls I meet, all the planes I'm flying. This is life to me, this is reality. If I'm on one, then you on me.
I've been trying to play cool. Can't take no more. Ooh, baby, let me hold you. It's so deep inside you. You can't take no more. Let the stroke control you. Oh, mama got me on. Your body's so official. Official.
That was So Official by Reason. Okay, well, seeing as this is the first broadcast of the month of November, and November 2nd was All Saints Day, or El Día de los Muertos in Mexico. And the whole month of November is especially dedicated to praying for the dead. Will you all please excuse me if I just give a few facts, just the facts, ma'am and monsieur, about the death penalty here in California. Really, really quick, just real quick. Okay, yeah. All right, so California is one of 33 states that currently authorize the death penalty. We currently have 725 people on death row. 13 inmates have been executed since Prop 7 was reinstated in 1978. We have the nation's largest death row at San Quentin Prison. And 140 people have been exonerated in the United States from death row. In California, all executions were temporarily suspended in 2006 due to problems with the lethal injection supplies and or implementation. Yes, and Ron Briggs, who campaigned for Prop 7, which was to reinstate the death penalty in 1978, is now against the death penalty. And there are several others like him. Yes, I hope we all think long and hard when we vote 2 days from now. Jeez. Yes. Alrighty, there we go. I'm going to play a song, and then I'll be right back with you. I'm going to play Stones by Ray Lazerik. There you go. That was Ray Lazarek with the song Stones. Okay, well, in regards to those propositions I spoke of earlier, one last mention, last but certainly not least, in regards to the ballot initiative Proposition B, which would mandate the use of condoms on all adult video production sets. Yes. Just the facts. The production of hardcore pornography is only legally protected in California and New Hampshire. The initiative would require adult film producers to obtain a public health permit from county health officials as a condition of doing business in Los Angeles and subject to checkups and checks by enforcers to see if we're being 100% sanitary per their recommendations. In other words, I would vote against that. That's just my personal view. Do as you wish, but yeah, no. yeah, we're almost to the end of the hour, but let me go ahead and find something for you to listen to, something lovely and awesome. Oh, no pressure. Let's see. I will play the song. Oh, yes. It's just fun. I just like the song. I don't know. I'm going to play Overnight Celebrity by Twista, and then I will wish you a good night. Here we go.
Haters, dynamite, a C4 strapped around my waist. Bloody tears in my eyes, hit the switch, making sure every in the vicinity blow away and die. My brother, you can't bring home with bombs, I'm on with guns. You obituary, I got all that you carry up. Been on and on, cause I'ma come till they put all of us in a cemetery. You did? And you know you kill them in the public road. You was gonna be a pro, how you pose, take a photo. And I love you cause you kick it with the dope pose. Drop it to the blow, hit the cold when you roll slow. And I love it when I hit it from the back. And you get on top of me, I have a brother going, oh, oh. Girl, I love how you roll me right. I can make you a celebrity, yo, why not? Play something these hoes alive. Try with my know they lie. Twister, you told them right. Make you a celebrity overnight. Give you ice like Kobe, right? We sort of like Kobe, right? The way we know them, right? Make you a celebrity overnight. See, baby girl. You see how you make a brother break down. I just gotta ask. What you need from me? Let me be your manager. Come make up, I can see you for. Turn you to the queen that I see you for. Take you shopping on streets and stores. I'ma get you to the MTV you for. We about to do a show tonight. You lookin' good, but I'll show you right. Take you places I know you like. Get to make you a celebrity overnight. Come and girl, you can hang if you bored. We can do plenty things plus more. I'm about to have you changing the doors. I can even get you to the soul train no more. We about to do a show tonight. You lookin' good, but I'll show you right. Take you places I know you like. Get to make you a celebrity overnight.
Overnight Celebrity by Twista. Okay, so as we come to the end of the broadcast, I want to wish everyone very sweet dreams, sending all the best possible wishes to everyone who has been affected by the hurricane, Hurricane Sandy, over on the northeast of the United States. And yes, I guess if you would like to read more about any of my own feelings about, well, I guess about Prop B, there's an article on Huffington Post in the LA section about industry workers, and I commented there. Feel free to check it out. It's under I'm Sandra London. That's my screen name. I'm there and on Twitter. And I also wrote an article a couple months back. So if you go to my site, livinggrind.com, and you do a search, just search latex and no child left behind. Yeah, you'll get what I mean. You'll understand the humor in that when you search. But yeah, feel free to do that as you wish. And good night. Sexy Naked Girls Radio listeners, have yourself a naked day and make it a naughty night with me, Sandra London, on Playtime with Sandra every Sunday night, 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 p.m. Central, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.